Managing residue is critical to a successful no-till program, with harvest systems an important initial step for easier planting next season. The goal is to leave corn residue coarse or even standing using fluted combine heads, explains no-till expert Dwayne Beck.
And the principle is similar to stripper heads. In wheat, there's a lot of people now have gone to stripper heads in wheat where we just take the grain off and leave the rest of the stem in place. So we want to leave it attached as much as possible and intact as much as possible.
Newer machines tout their header chopping knives, which cut residue aggressively for easier incorporation with tillage. Beck states finely chopped residue moves easily with wind and water, forming drifts in fields, fence lines, and ditches. He says replacing chopping rolls with older fluted rolls may be a good move for no-tillers. Also critical to no-till is uniform residue distribution out the back of the combine.
You need to look at trying to be as uniform as you can, because as soon as it's not uniform, now you've got a problem with weeds growing at different times where it's no residue and where there is residue, and you have trouble getting through with the planters.
Another tactic that aids in uniform distribution is using the wind to help spread residue, explains peer area agronomist George Sperry.
It's always best if your combine and beans, you want to combine towards the wind, you know, have the wind blowing away from the crop. That way, when you're combining towards it, it's not blowing back onto the crop.
Sperry says it's difficult to spread residue the full width of each combine pass. Smaller heads will take a bit more time at harvest, but he believes the superior residue distribution will be a plus at planting and crop emergence. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association.